This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. As you've probably heard us talk about on this show before, a lot of people have been leaving their jobs over the last couple of years. For some, that's because the pandemic made them realize, I don't like my life. I want to do something else. Pursue a calling, perhaps. But sometimes you don't really know what's next, just that you need something different. And you have to find your way there. One path, a 4,000-mile bike trip across the country. Marketplace's Mariel Segura has been talking to people who've found a calling in the pandemic and before. And she brings us this story from Portland, Maine.
In 2019, Leah Day had been a clinical social worker for 23 years. She was seeing 5 clients a day at her private practice in downtown Portland. And she barely had time to eat lunch. It was just one therapy session after another. And it was heavy. One of her clients would be getting a divorce.
And then 8 minutes later, someone would come in and DHS was thinking about taking their children. Okay, we are here. I'm right there with you 100%.
Then Leah would run to catch a ferry home where her 16-year-old son would be waiting for dinner. Her husband, Twain, remembers those ferry rides. As they'd pull away from Portland, they could see the city lights twinkling across the harbor. It looked so pretty to him.
And to her, you know, she would say, all right, I see addiction. I see, violence. I see drugs. I see neglected children. She would just see the city's layers of heartache.
And at almost 50, Leah was also getting restless. It's kind of her nature. She has this pivotal memory from high school of looking out her classroom window and noticing how green the grass was. She was like, I have to get out there.
And, you know, teachers already knew that I was a little bit squirrely. And I remember saying, oh, you know, Mr. Sessa, I need to go to the bathroom. And he was like, no, you do not. And I was like, no, I really do. He's like, you, Leah, come right back.
She went to the park. She just wanted to wander around. Leah always liked to be outside. And later, she led wilderness expeditions for Outward Bound. So maybe it's not surprising that she would have a long-standing dream of going across the country on a bike. And in 2019, when she needed a change, her son Oakley did, too. He's a lot like her. Restless, always seeking adventure. He had this habit of running away from home. What if they did the bike trip together? She talked to her husband, and financially, it was a stretch.
I remember being so stressed out about it and feeling guilty.
Twain is a maritime lawyer, and he would be working. Plus, Leah would have insurance reimbursements from therapy trickling in. But they had 3 kids in college, lived paycheck to paycheck, and had lots of debt. He was supportive, though.
He's like, this is so important. It's important for you. It's important for Oakley. It'll work out.
Off they went. They carried what they needed on their backs. And at night, they camped out and slept at cheap or free hostels. On the trip, Leah couldn't wrap her head around the idea that she might do the same job for the next 20 years and then retire. It just felt narrow. Then it hit her. She didn't have to. They were biking at dawn through what she thinks was a high desert in Montana. And there she was, the horizon expanding for miles in every direction.
Just feeling like this world is so big and there's nothing saying that I have to follow, you know, the structure of this is how one lives a life.
They got home in late October 2019. All told, the trip cost $8,000. And she still didn't know what she wanted to do for work. She started substitute teaching. Then the pandemic happened, and she went back to doing therapy sessions by video chat from a bathroom in her house.
So I went from, like, the world to my bathroom, and that's where I counseled people for a year. And it was in that moment that I was like, I'm getting out of here.
In February 2021, she and Twain cooked up an idea. What if she opened a bike shop in Portland? She could rent bikes, repair them, and give tours of the Maine coast. She got a $69,000 loan from a nonprofit, and she and Twain put in $12,000 they'd saved up. She rented the space, bought a bunch of bikes and equipment, and got ready for opening day in May.
Pouring rain. And it poured rain, like, for the first week. And I'd hired 2 guys to come work here, and, like, 1 tour guide, 1 mechanic, and we were like, wow, there's nobody coming in. No one knows we exist.
But the customers started to trickle in, and that summer got busy. She was running tours, manning the shop, and writing a book called Changing Gears about the bike trip. By the fall, she was burning out.
I would dream about bicycles, and they wouldn't be fun dreams about bicycles. They'd be like about a spoke. There was not even a story. It would just be like, oh my gosh, I've dreamt about metal pieces. That is insane.
She eventually hired more people. Now she has 9 part-time employees. I visited Lighthouse Bikes in July. It's on a street corner in South Portland with big glass windows, rows of bikes, and a map on the back wall marked with each stop from the bike trip. When I meet Leah, her blonde gray hair is in a loose braid. She's wearing sandals, shorts, a t-shirt,
and a black bike shop apron because I was just changing very greasy, dirty flats before you came.
Customers stream in throughout the morning.
Hi.
One needs a new helmet. Another needs her bike chain fixed.
It is rusty, but what else is going on with it?
Leah says the work can be tiring, but it's a good tired, a physical tired. She's not emotionally exhausted like when she was a therapist. She's taking a salary of about $2,500 a month from the shop at this point, and she loves the work. To make this change, Leah had to take a risk. And she says she's probably more willing to do that because 12 years ago, she had eye cancer. She went through radiation, became partially blind in one eye, and was given a 20% chance of dying. So now her perspective is you don't get out of life without bad things happening. But
if it's a guarantee, you might as well do what you want to do.
And right now, she wants to run the bike shop. I'm Mary El Segarra for Marketplace.